On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
A group of MPs have quit Labour and are planning to sit in the House of Commons as independents. They say the leadership of their now former party simply hasn't dealt with racism, bullying and anti-Semitism. The seven, including Chuka Muna and Luciana Berger, have been some of the loudest critics of Jeremy Corbyn. Labour's Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell is disappointed with the resignations.
I wanted them to stay and work with us to implement the manifesto we all stood upon, because it was incredibly popular and it did give us the biggest increase in popular vote. Labour share the vote since 1945.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder after a body was found following a fire in Gillingham. Lucy has more for KMFM.
Police were called to a property in Firethorn Close on Thursday morning and discovered 68-year-old Alan Wyatt dead. In the early hours of Friday, they arrested his neighbour Michael Bryant, who's also accused of arson. The 35-year-old is due at Crown Court on Wednesday. Detectives are still keen to speak to drivers who were in the area that morning, may have recorded important evidence on their dash cams. They also want to hear from anyone nearby who has CCTV.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Folkestone man accused of raping a woman after meeting her at a bar has been jailed for 5 years. Daniel Arbour from Moorhall Avenue was cleared of 7 sex offences but found guilty of 1 charge. The woman told a court she couldn't remember anything until she was woken up after being taken home by police in October 2016. A Kent MP says social media companies are still not doing enough to tackle fake news and harmful content.
I think it's time to stop the culture of just apologising when a mistake is made and say, in law, the tech companies should be required to take down content that's harmful. Parliament should set a code of ethics that they should act and follow. And if they fail to do that, an independent regulator should take action against them.
That's Folkestone Hythe rep Damien Collins, who chairs the Digital Culture, Media and Sports Committee. They've released a report which says self-regulation is inadequate and companies like Facebook should be fined if they fail to remove posts that are dangerous or illegal. Cybersecurity expert John Sopanis agrees something has to be done.
What we need to do is create a public body that encourages transparency over all types of political messaging that are delivered on those platforms. And I think once we have that starting point, we'll be able to start to more easily point out the bad actors and to take more urgent action to prevent disinformation.
Facebook says it's open to change and has tripled the team working to detect bad content. A horse has died after being hit by a van on a country road near Dartford. Emergency crews were called to Brands Hatch Road in Forcombe just before 6:30 this morning. It's thought the horse came from a nearby field. The driver wasn't injured. Children in Kent are being urged to get involved in STEM subjects to help future-proof their careers. Experts at BAE Systems have released a list of jobs they think will be important over the next 30 years. Most are focused on science, technology, engineering and maths. Professor Nick Colissimo, who's a principal technologist at the company, has this advice for anyone looking to get into a technology role.
Engage with the STEM subjects, so science, technology, engineering and mathematics, but also I think psychology, human factors plays an important part.
Chloe Barnes is an apprentice at the company's Rochester branch and told us how she got into it.
I've definitely always wanted to be involved in technology. My favourite subjects as a child were always maths and physics, and that developed into secondary school. So it's always been where I've wanted to go. I just decided the apprenticeship route was the best way for me.
Plans to open a new indoor climbing centre in Canterbury have been revealed. Bosses at Chimera, which already has a centre in Tunbridge Wells, are hoping to transform a warehouse unit on the Windcheap Industrial Estate into a hub for bouldering. And former Cabinet Minister Boris Johnson's paid a visit to a Kent animal park over the weekend. The MP took a trip to Howlett's near Canterbury as part of his research into the Aspinall Foundation. We've tweeted a link via at KMFM News to a video of him looking a bit nervous when he came face to face with a cheetah called Saba.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and ahead of their fifth round tie with Chelsea tonight, Manchester United caretaker manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has reiterated his desire to win the FA Cup. They face the holders at Stamford Bridge in a repeat of last season's final. The draw for the quarterfinals takes place after the game. Staying with football, and the Gillingham manager has told his players how many points they need to avoid being relegated from League One. Steve Lovell says their target is 50 points, which has been enough to stay up for 7 out of the last 10 seasons. The Gills are currently on 36 points, 3 points above the bottom four. That's the latest. Next update at 2.